Back to part four of our Basics of Nutrition series. Today we're going to go over how to calculate calories based on your goals, whether that's fat loss, maintenance, or muscle gain. These are very basic equations that can give you a starting point towards your goal. There are some caveats that come with these equations, which we will discuss in this podcast. We hope you've been enjoying this series so far and that you enjoy this episode. All right, welcome back. This is part four, I believe, of our Basics of Nutrition series. And once again, if you have not gone and listened slash watched on YouTube, parts one through three, calories, macros, and is tracking food necessary? You know, please go back and do so. And leave us a review. We'd be grateful for that. Today's topic, we're going to talk about calculating calories based upon your goals. Now, before we dive into the actual equations, I do want to say that these equations are very generic, and we are kind of going off of assumptions and generalizations, meaning that we don't know what your personal diet history is. We don't know your current, you know, health status, like all your biofeedback, your hormones, sleep, etc. We don't know your relationship with food. So we're kind of already assuming that you're already performing some form of exercise and, you know, maybe you're just overeating at this point. So nutrition is very individual based. So how we would personally coach people, it's going to be different from person to person. So these equations are just going to be kind of more for the general population. We're not looking at like athletes, you know, let's say like a CrossFit athlete or something like that, because these numbers would probably be too low. We're talking more like the working mom of three who maybe lifts 2-3 times a week, you know, has a full-time job and maybe doesn't necessarily need like really detailed coaching. She already kind of has a good idea and of nutrition and eats pretty well. But she just needs a starting point and a basic guide to get her going. Okay. Wanted to throw that out there. That way you don't think that these equations are for everybody or they're magical by any means.
But at the same time, like I'll say, like I've given these numbers, like whenever we've talked in DMs with people, I've thrown these exact equations out there. And even just recently, I had a kid contact me over in Finland. He's like, oh, yeah, I followed that last year off and on. And he was like down something like 20 pounds overall over the whole year. And he was like, also just built an incredible like deadlift and all this other stuff. So it's giving people a jumping off point. If you're going from nothing, this, I really believe, is a great place for you to start.
Exactly. Yep. All right. We're going to start with fat loss. So take it away.
Yeah. So for fat loss calculation for calories, again, we're going to assume that you don't have years of yo-yo dieting behind you. If you do, this may still be a good place to start, but reach out to one of us, you know, or some other coach. I think we're the best coaches out there though. And we'll definitely help you out. We're going to assume that you've been eating at maintenance or surplus for a while, which we're going to handle those two equations after this, and that you're doing some form of exercise. So on that, let me just tell you, on our websites right now, we actually have full guides on this kind of stuff. So I've got some exercises put together with these calculations that we're going to go over at curefitnesstraining.com. And then you, Chris, at craigrichardspersonaltraining.com.
Yep.
You've got a full macro guide and breaks down everything we've gone over with calories, macros, this kind of stuff. Go get those guides on our website, completely free PDFs. Keep those with you. They'll be a great guide. On the fat loss equation. So you're going to want to take your current body weight. Take that first thing in the morning after you use the bathroom. That's your current body weight. And we're going to multiply it by two numbers. You're going to multiply it by 11 and you're going to multiply it by 13. And that is going to land you in a calorie range. So let's just take the 185 pound male. We're going to take 185, multiply it by 11, which is going to give us 2035 calories. We're going to multiply 185 pounds times 13. That's the high end. That's going to give us 2,405 calories. For the female, let's go with 130 pounds. It's the same equation, 130 times 11, 130 times 13. That's going to give us a calorie range of 1430 and 1690. So what you're looking for as you follow these equations is you're wanting to, in this fat loss phase, see a 0.5% to 1% of body weight loss per week. That's a good, healthy rate. I know I even throw it out there sometimes with people, like 0.5 to 1 pound. Look for the percent of body weight. You should see that consistently coming off. And that, you let me know your thoughts on this, Craig. Like, I see that as an average. I think week one, you might see more than that. Week two and three, it stalls, and then it jumps again. I always tell my clients, let's look at a 30-day picture and make sure we're averaging that.
Yeah, correct. Because especially, you know, if we're assuming that everything's good and you've been eating maintenance and surplus for a good amount of time, that initial week or two may just be like a lot of water loss. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, 0.5 to 1%, maybe more like 2% of your body weight for, you know, that week or two just initially. So, yeah, I also like the fact that it's a range. And I think we've talked about this a little bit now. Like, we don't really give exact and precise numbers anymore. We give ranges, which for fat loss, I think is great because we can still have that social life and we don't have to hit that, you know, in this example, that 2,035 calories. We can have that 2,400 calories on a higher day and then be able to go out and maybe enjoy like a social occasion or something like that. So we're not stuck at a low number 7 days a week. So I really like the fact that it's a range. Just gives us the flexibility and freedom and not being so obsessive, I guess, or rigid on just one exact number, and you have to hit this number or else nothing's going to work.
Yeah, I think this is good too. If you know you are like a hit the exact mark, if you were the kid in school that always had to get an A+, your parents hammered that home, or you just always knew that grade. I never hardly knew my grades. but if you're like the A+ student, pass or fail mindset, this is a really healthy way to look at this. It eliminates that, oh, I didn't hit 2,000 calories exactly. I need to go find a few more pieces of rice to eat or something. It's like, this is a range. We're good.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's, once again, that's for the fat loss equation.
Yeah. And it makes it less stressful because you have that freedom and flexibility, which is what we want. All right. That was fat loss. Now we're going to talk about maintenance. And this is where probably most of us just typically live life around this calorie range just in general. So same thing. We're going to take our current body weight. We're going to multiply it by the two numbers. In this case, they are 14 and 16. It'll once again give us that calorie range. We're going to keep the same weight examples of a 185-pound male. Multiplied by the 14 and the 16, it's going to give us 2,590 on the low end and then 2,960 on the higher end. For the 130-pound female, it's going to be 1,820 calories and then about 2,080 calories on the high end. And just like the fat loss where we talked about the percentage of body weight, you know, your weight in this case should hover between 1 to 2% of body weight. So, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, we've talked about the scales having fluctuations, right? Your weight at maintenance is not going to always stay, let's say, keeping with these examples, at 185 pounds or 130 pounds. You may bump up to 188 one day and, you know, drop again to 183 another day. It's going to be just like these calories. It's going to be a range. So if you start, you know, increasing or dropping one way or another, then maybe you need to make that adjustment of calories. But weight should hover between 1 to 2% of body weight.
Yep. And on that too, I think this is another good stage where you can learn how our food's impacting you, like which ones do make you more bloated. This was actually one of the ways me and a client, we discovered she had more of a gluten intolerance. Like we just would see these massive spikes. And I started looking at what was going on in those days. We were eating at maintenance and all of a sudden the weight would just jump and she would feel a little nauseous and bloated. Bam, we were able to figure out here's an intolerance. Once we removed that, then whenever we were ready to go into fat loss or muscle gain, it was a lot easier to know what was going on with the scale. So that's another good way to kind of see how foods are impacting you during maintenance.
Yeah. No, good point.
So going into muscle gain or going into a surplus to gain weight, there are people out there that their doctors, like we would agree, they need to gain weight if they're extremely lean, weak. And then, of course, if you're wanting to put on strength and actually develop better strength, let's say, or just build up muscle groups, you're going to have to go into a surplus. And that is a good, healthy thing to do. Everybody should go through this for a season. Agreed. If you're nervous about it, get with a coach. I think that we're the best ones out there. And we'll walk you through it to make sure you're not gaining more fat than is necessary and that you're putting on as much muscle as possible during your calorie surplus. But in the surplus, basically, we're going to work with the same range. You're going to be multiplying your body weight. So we're going to take the 185 male and the 130 pound female, and we're going to multiply this by 16 and by 18. So 185 times 16 and by 18, that gives us the range of 2,960 calories up to as much as 3,330 calories, which is a great place to be. And it's very enjoyable.
It's a lot of food. Yeah.
And then again, you're pairing this with strength training, so you're putting those calories to good use. So same thing for my females. We're going to multiply that by 135. That's your current weight, let's say. Or sorry, 130 is the current weight. You would just use your weight here. And we're going to multiply it by 16 and by 18. And for the 130-pound female, that's going to put you at 2,080 calories, which is awesome, and up to as much as 2,340 calories. Again, working in that range. My biggest tip in this is I actually just started another female in a reverse diet phase where we're working into surpluses, a larger surplus. And we were at maintenance before this. And then whenever I calculated what I think that the surplus should be, it was a really large, uncomfortable jump. Mm-hmm. And I especially see this with females. You don't want to suddenly see the scale spike the first week. And it's also very hard to pack in that much more protein, carbs, fats, calories in general. So what I like to do is if it's more than, let's just say, a 200 calorie jump, we break it up into several weeks. So this particular client, it was going to be 600 more calories. This is probably going to take us 4 to 6 weeks to get up there. Each week, we're going to increase by maybe 100 to 150, see how she feels, how she's dealing with the scale, energy, bloating, nauseousness, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we will slowly stair step up to that surplus.
Yeah. I think too, like, I think some people assume that you need a much larger surplus than you actually need in order to grow and see the progress. You know, we're not bodybuilders here to where we need like this massive, you know, 2000 calorie surplus and you get sick of eating all of a sudden. You know, for most people, you know, you mentioned like that 200 to 300 calorie increase, like initially they could hang around there for a little while and still see good progress. And then maybe if they're feeling good and the, you know, the growth, the muscle gain, the strength is great, maybe increase a little bit more. But yeah, we don't need to make that massive initial jump initially or sometimes even ever.
Yeah. And I would say the rate of growth you're looking for here, again, if you want to watch your weigh in at the beginning of this phase, and then you want to see a 1% to 2% increase in your body weight per month. So we're not talking about per week here, per month. If you are immediately seeing that you're gaining 5 and 10 pounds, you know, over the course of 2 weeks, you're probably in trouble. You're putting on more fat than you would like to. And this is what we have referred to as like a dirty bulk. We see this a lot with your high school and college kids slamming the Taco Bell and saying that they're just accumulating mass. That's a mass, but man, it's not the mass you want.
Oh, we've all been there too.
Yes, multiple times. So you're looking for a 1% to 2% increase of body weight per month. That's a really good rate to be at.
Yeah. I think I'm glad that you mentioned too that we encourage people to go through this muscle gain or this surplus for a decent amount of time. You know, I have heard some people recommend like however long that you stay in, let's say, a fat loss phase, you should do the same amount of time in the surplus or, you know, the muscle gain phase as well. So theoretically, let's just say you took 16 to 20 weeks for a fat loss phase. Then we need to have that same time period to be in that maintenance or that muscle gain phase as well. Because when it comes to fat loss, especially if you want to have success down the road again in fat loss, we need to be out of that calorie deficit and we need to be fueling our bodies and our metabolisms need to be efficiently primed to go back to that fat loss phase again. So really, we're in constant phases of these, maybe three, or maybe you can do even just sitting at maintenance for like a year and potentially almost essentially recomping based on the amount of activity, you know, that you give yourself. So I'm glad that you mentioned that we do need to be in this muscle gain and surplus phase for a decent amount of time.
Yeah. I think a really good test for that too is I see this so much. It's like if you're losing fat right after New Year's, you're losing fat again for the summer beach trip or holiday. You're losing fat again at Thanksgiving because you don't want to be embarrassed for whatever holiday photos. That you're screwing yourself. That is yo-yo dieting. Like that is messing it up again. Like you said, if you're spending 16 weeks in one, it's the next and the next. Like fat loss, maintenance, surplus. You're going to almost take up a full year of cycling these or close to it.
Yeah, and these things do happen in phases. I do think, too, people just assume it is going to take one trip, if you will, of fat loss phase to accomplish, you know, their ultimate goal of whether that's a weight goal or, you know, maybe a looks goal. It's like, no, we may go through several phases of this fat loss maintenance surplus, fat loss surplus, whatever, for multiple years. It's not just going to magically all happen in 12 weeks and then you're satisfied and you can go back to, you know, it may take multiple phases of these things to get to your ultimate goal, whatever that is for you.
Yep.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. A nice short and sweet, once again, very generic equations that for some of you, it may just be a good starting point, a little jumping off point to get you going in the direction that you want to go. Don't forget, this is part four. There are three other parts that we've already done. Make sure that you've gone and listened or watched those on YouTube. Next podcast episode, we're going to talk a little bit about food relationship, what a good and bad relationship with food looks like. If you want to go ahead and plug the socials, and then we will call it a day.
Find me on Instagram, Coach Cure, or TikTok, Cure Fitness. Website, again, Cure Fitness Training. There's always something free on there. I think right now I've got your full fat loss, you know, full month of fat loss mapped out, going over these same principles me and Craig have gone over here on the podcast. So definitely steal those.
Yep. You can find me on Instagram at Craig Richards PT and my website, CraigRichardsPersonalTraining.com. Thank you guys for listening or watching. Make sure that you guys leave us a review, whether it's on Apple or whatever, or leave a comment on YouTube and say, hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.